This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, Hillary can run on for a long time.
To tyrants is obedience to God.
I'm going to play a little bit of a song.
Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
It's a good song.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, God.
Donald Trump will not engage in fake behavior.
Gotta cut you down.
He says he's a Christian, but I think he should invoke God.
Go tell that long tongue.
He really should invoke Providence.
Go tell that midnight.
And he'll be taken across.
The rambler, the gambler, the.
But like Moses in the Red Sea, he's got a call for God's help.
Cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
And that's really the final message I have here for Trump.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew.
All right. Roger Stone's going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. I'm opening the phones up for your questions to Roger Stone about campaign 2016. Globally, there's revolt going on against globalism, against offshore megabanks controlling countries, unelected groups controlling people, doing bail-ins, taking money directly from nations and giving it to private corporations that are tax-exempt. But the Pope comes out, and the Associated Press reported on it in a speech in Krakow, Poland, and says we must transcend and refuse to see borders as barriers. So global government, that means just open yourself up, let yourself be run by the global authority that runs the global crises. But I wanted to play this clip. It's part of a speech, and then there's a response to it. How do you pronounce this? K-H-I-Z-R. Khizr Khan?
Khizr?
Khizr Khan. The qualities of a leader. And he goes on to describe Trump as having no soul. In fact, we have a couple of these different clips. And then there he is with his wife, who's wearing a hijab. A partial one. I mean, in a lot of Muslim countries, they'll murder a woman if she's out without that, or blow up their house, or put her in prison. So that just gets into Islam. Like, here she is, okay, covering her head up, partially. But the point is that women were seen as property, were basically hooded, and Saudi Arabia pitched the whole thing. So I'm just sick of Islamics lecturing me about how they're virtuous, and all the social justice warriors telling me how they're the most advanced group in the world, when you've got what is Orthodox Sunni Islam taking over the world that literally keeps women as slaves. Let's go ahead and play part of the clip of him talking. Here it is.
As patriotic American Muslims with undivided loyalty to our country.
Well, of course there are people that are undivided. They're seen as heretics
immigrants,
by Islamists.
We came to this country empty-handed.
And, of course, his son died.
We believed in American democracy.
In Iraq, fighting the non-radical Muslim.
That with hard work and goodness of this country.
Saudi Arabia would be proud.
We could share in and contribute to its blessings. We are blessed to raise our three sons.
I'll tell you what's sick is that it takes a Muslim to thank God at the godless Democrat Party event. In fact, I'll give that to him. That's enough of him. I'll actually say this guy's better than Democrats. At least he thanks God. In fact, I'll give it to the Muslims. I'm not some Muslim hater. Everybody knows I was against the Iraq War. I was against the clash of civilizations. Because I knew Saudi Arabia was involved in it to take over, and they're the absolute out-of-control group. Democrats support this whole takeover in Syria and in murdering Christians. What about us? We have value, too, not just you. That's what I don't like. Let's play Khan, though, when he talks about Donald Trump has a black soul. It's a short clip.
Two things are absolutely necessary in any leader or any person that aspires, wishes to be a leader. That is moral compass, and second is empathy.
Hillary Clinton went into a non-radical Muslim country, overthrew it, put al-Qaeda in, hundreds of thousands died, Libya. She says, I came, I saw, he died. That hyena laugh. I mean, is he talking about Hillary with no compass? I mean, you know, ask this guy. Under Islam, how many girlfriends can Hillary have? I'm just saying. We'll be back with Roger Stone, InfoWars.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Activate Operation InfoWars. Weaponize truth. Engage.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
So, the new fake controversy is how horrible and evil Donald Trump is for saying, why is this Muslim guy on the DNC criticizing me last week and his wife's up there not talking? It's weird. I mean, when Donald Trump brings a woman up on stage or anybody else, he has them talk. I mean, it is weird. And they say, oh, well, she just can't involve the trauma of her son that died in Iraq or whatever. The point is that In Orthodox Islamic countries, the women can't even drive cars and wear bags over their heads, is what Donald Trump is saying. Meanwhile, this guy is coming out saying Donald Trump has a black soul. Well, I wish this guy would say that about ISIS. So here's this Khazir Khan on the Clinton News Network.
I want his family to counsel him, teach him some empathy. He will be a better person if he could become... But he is a black soul, and this is totally unfit for the leadership of this beautiful country. The love and affection that we have affirms that our beliefs, our experience in this country had been correct and positive. The world is receiving us like we have never seen.
Oh.
They have seen the blackness of his character, of his soul, that he is void of recognizing, empathizing with people.
That's right. It's Donald Trump. The world is receiving the 5 million Islamists into Europe, 80% military-aged men, and the million. I mean, they claim a couple thousand. It's thousands in every major school in Austin, hundreds per high school, and then down to the grades, thousands of just children. We've gone with reporters. They admit it. They've covered that up, just like in Europe. 2 years ago, they said it was 100,000. Now they go, it's 5 million. And they're bringing them in from Wahhabist countries. 0.3% are Christians because they're being exterminated all over the Middle East. 20% is what Syria was. 20%. 20%. 20%. And you think about this. They bring 0.3% in according to the congressional report, it's been the Associated Press. They won't let Christians in. They've sent people in to kill them. And he goes, everyone is receiving us like never before because they see through the Trump evil. Yeah, he cut off the priest's head and killed the nuns last week. He drove the truck over everybody in Nice. He's attacks every day in Germany, bombing, shootings. And when an Islamist gets blown up, they say, a poor man got blown up, a Syrian refugee, when he blows himself up. It's about how he died. And when his name's Ali, his name becomes David in the BBC. And Donald Trump isn't even listed on Google as a presidential candidate. And now they're going to put the debates on during football games, NFL, everything they can to fix it. And to me, for Trump, he's been doing it, but I triple down. The whole issue is the Republican establishment, the Democratic establishment, the corrupt Pope, the communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabian government, the Mexican president, all these foreign corrupt leaders tell us we can't have Donald Trump and misrepresent who he is and what he stands for. And then Hillary steals the nomination from Bernie Sanders, who clearly won. That's admitted. Even in liberal publications like New York Daily News, you point out she stole the election. She's not even a legitimate nominee. You say, fine, though, you're the nominee, but it's a referendum of a landslide, because I've interviewed all the experts. You can't stop a landslide. Now, Roger Stone, again, former Trump campaign head, worked on nine campaigns, been inside three or four administrations. He joins us right now. He's an election fraud expert. And we're going to spend the rest of the hour on this and take your phone calls. Roger Stone of StoneZone.com. I should add, by the way, just briefly, that nobody else has got the courage to distribute and manufacture the Bill Clinton rape shirts. Well, I do. And it's not because I think I'm going to get out of this, by the way. It's up to God. Between God and the hit teams Hillary's got. They've been killing a lot of folks. But bottom line here, ladies and gentlemen, we're putting out the Bill Clinton rape shirt. Looks like the Bill Clinton hope shirt. And it's incredible. It's selling more now than the Hillary for prison shirt. In the last week, I'm very excited, and it's on sale today, 20% off, $15.96, and the meager profit we make funds this operation, a little bit of money to Stone to run what he's doing. InfoWarsStore.com, the epic battle for the Republic. We've got 40% off of many other items that ends today, InfoWarsStore.com. But congratulations, you've got the new mega viral shirt, Roger Stone.
Yeah, Time Magazine actually kind of... in an attempt to ridicule the shirt, only elevated public
interest. And the Guardian.
And the Guardian. Look, it is a key issue in this campaign. Hillary masquerades as an advocate for women, but her husband is a sexual predator, and he's attacked multiple credible women, raped, assaulted, exposed himself while aroused.
Settled cases.
Settled at least one large case that we know of for almost $1 million. Now, the Clintonites say, well, that's Bill. It has nothing to do with Hillary. It has everything to do with Hillary because she directs the campaign to discredit and intimidate and threaten, and as the left likes to say, bully, Bill's victims into silence. And that is entirely documented in the Clinton's War on Women, which I am also selling through InfoWars, the InfoWars store. This is the definitive expose on Bill and Hillary, but it's much, much more than sexual assault and cover-up, as you will see. So to move on, this T-shirt, I think, continues to put it front and center. The New York Post today published a set of photographs of Melania Trump before the Trumps were married, when she was single. I don't think they even knew each other at this period of time. You know how she looks? Amazing. Bill Clinton's a sexual predator. They're trying to distract us with this.
Yeah, so what? Donald Trump got a really hot wife. Great.
Yeah, exactly. So
God bless him. I admire him.
You know, but
quite frankly, Eastern European women, I got to say, are about as hot as it gets.
Well, if they want to talk about sex, we have to talk about Bill Clinton and Hillary's role as an accessory in his sex crime.
I got to be honest. The Mexican TV stars. I'm sorry.
The New York Times has already demonstrated they want to talk about Donald Trump and sex and his past. So, I mean, it is a fair game, I would say.
But he's so evil. It said he would spoil women when he was divorced and had girlfriends and would actually ask women out at cocktail parties. This is horrible, Roger. He would lavish women and treat them wonderful and it's just give them fur coats. This is a horrible person.
But let's go back to the big picture here. The only thing Hillary Clinton's got going for her is the mainstream media. And at this point, I'm sure a detailed plan on how to steal this election. They're petrified about the election of Donald Trump. They've announced that they're going to pursue essentially a Barry Goldwater strategy. They're going to say he's mentally unstable, he's a dummy, he's a crook, he's in bed with Putin. Some amazing reverse McCarthyism, considering that Trump has never met Putin. But Putin knows Hillary well, and he knows she's a liar who will not keep her word, and he knows she's a neocon in a rush to war. So, yeah, he's taken the measure of both candidates, and he prefers Trump. Maybe it's Trump that he could do a Reagan-Gorbachev-type peace agreement with to prevent war if it's somebody who keeps his word, Donald Trump.
Well, I tell you, it is just amazing. Look, the New York Post, I know, is kind of Republican, but they've been pro-Trump to a certain extent. But I know that's owned by Rupert Murdoch. There's been a coup there. Is this publishing photos of his naked wife, which I only admire more now, quite frankly? I mean, thank God made this. This is a God's creation. This is a work of art here. A little too skinny for me, but she's still super hot. I mean, what is the issue here? Why are they doing this?
Yeah, because it's circulation, and let's face it, I mean, they're great photos, but they're not lewd photos. This isn't porn, it's art.
I mean, if you go to Rome or Greece, there's sculptures of naked women.
Well, let's just be clear. You can see her breasts. You cannot see her genitals. They are hidden. They're quite tasteful.
Unfortunately.
What's the point? She looks great. The New York Post, I don't think, is doing this as a part of a political agenda.
Oh, we got to have this as a first lady. Oh, my God, compared to that troll we got right now.
Oh, look, she's the most beautiful and glamorous first lady she would be since Jacqueline Kennedy.
I got a chance to see her in person at the RNC, and in person, she has a presence. I was like, is that a goddess or something?
Well, but Bill would be first lady.
Stay right there. We got to go to break, Roger.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Roger Stone's our guest. It's Sunday.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, finishing up with the whole Melania Trump situation. The point is, you want a powerful woman. The left says powerful women shouldn't use their sexuality. I see this as art. So putting bookends on it, and I was looking at it during the break. I didn't know it was a scandal, but they are making it a scandal, that his wife was a supermodel before he met him, and that she posed in tasteful photos with her genitals covered. I mean, you got to pull down the art in Europe if you do that. So for TV viewers, I'll put the New York Post article back up on screen. It's Melania Trump like you've never seen her before. And I don't think this hurts Trump because he hasn't posed as some, you know, fake, super ultra right wing, you know, Pharisee. He's a libertine. I mean, at least to a certain extent. But I want to segue into election fraud and where Roger Stone sees all this going. I talked to you, Roger, at length the last 2 days about this. I don't want to speak for you, but obviously Trump was smart to come out and say, hey, Ted Cruz is robbing me. The media said, oh, how dare you? The delegates are allowed to ignore you. He said it was a fraud. The people said it was a fraud. We rallied. They had to back off. Sanders didn't. He had it stolen from him. So if she already stole the nomination, I think he just points out we have a fraudulent nominee here, and this should be a referendum, and he should reach out really hardcore to the Sanders supporters, as you've been doing for really a year, seeing this coming. You've got the floor, Roger Stone.
Yeah, Alex, I agree with your analysis. I mean, if you're a true progressive, you can't possibly vote for Hillary Clinton. She's a crony capitalist and a neocon. She wants to rush off to the next war. Hopefully, her financial backers think with Russia. She has a terrible record on civil rights. She's done nothing for black people other than help incarcerate record numbers of them for nonviolent crimes in Bill Clinton's 1994 crime bill, which has destroyed an entire generation of young African-American men. This was because Dick Morris and Hillary Clinton convinced Bill that he needed this rightward shift to get reelected. So this is part of his legacy. This is what we're dealing with. So I think she can be defeated. I am convinced that they are looking more and more at the option of stealing it. This isn't going their way. The fact that the Russians will, or whoever, it was going to continue to drop truth bombs on the American people in the form of their own documents. Alex, these are like the Watergate tapes. The Clintons have cut their own throat because they assume that no one would ever see all of their secret illegal maneuverings. This is why they use the unsecured server, to hide the very things that I suspect someone, most likely the Russians, is going to drop on the American people like truth bombs throughout this election. She could raise $1 billion, and it may not matter. Trump may beat her like a drum as he pounces on and helps further public knowledge of every one of the bombshells that is coming. This is get ready and strap in your seatbelt.
I was about to say, he came out, as you know, and said, I'm taking the gloves off, which means he's, you know, leaning more towards our camp, and very, very exciting. And we've got Reuters going back in polls that Trump was winning and changing them directly out of 1984 with the memory hole of the Soviet Union. I mean, we've got Google delisting him. They are pulling out the stops, Roger.
Well, when I met in Cleveland with Nigel Farage, he gave me a number of very salient observations and tips about how to reach blue-collar voters, working-class voters, union member voters.
That's the founder and former leader of UKIP that had the British exit.
Exactly. The man who orchestrated that blow against globalism in the Brexit vote. And I think Donald Trump knows how to ring these chimes. In other words, I think he is going to make real inroads. These are precisely the kind of voters who were not offended by the photos of Melania Trump. In fact, they probably like them, at least the men. Secondarily, these are the people who I think already dislike and distrust Hillary Clinton, and I think they're going to be key voters in this block. The pollsters are going to show her ahead and try to create a sense of hopelessness about Trump.
So that's it. It's all about a fake perception.
Right.
So they're going to put out fake polls. So how do we counter that?
Well, just say you don't believe them. Constantly say you don't believe them. Trump will denounce polls, as you know, when they are bogus and rigged.
Well, I mean, what about this unprecedented move? Like, I've got the article right here where even mainline pollsters are saying this is, quote, professional malpractice of Reuters to go back in time and change polls and then just give Hillary all of the undecided people. I mean, this is total rigging nakedly.
Well, and the other thing that we have discussed is the fact that we have noticed a discrepancy between polls that use a questioner and polls that are automated where you use your keypad on the phone like a computer. Punch one for Trump, push two for Clinton, push three for undecided. Trump always runs 3 to 5 points better in the latter. There is a hidden vote for Donald Trump. It's not going to show up in any poll. If you are a middle-class voter, and you get a call from someone you don't know,
of course,
saying, who are you voting for? You're not going to tell them because you don't want people to know.
Absolutely. I want to ask you the $64 trillion or zillion dollar question, Roger Stone. Every liberal I talk to says they're voting third party or they're voting for Trump because Hillary stole it. We have real trouble. This isn't hyperbole. All over the country, even in Democrat areas, finding people to support Hillary. Now, I go through super elite areas. Yeah, there's some Hillary signs, but that's it. Like Tarrytown here in Austin. So it looks like everybody's just been beaten over the head and is scared, but won't say they're voting for Trump. But I think there's a massive closeted Trump voter percentage. What do you think?
5 to 7 points, depending on the state. Much closer in others, but it's out there. It's a factor. Jill Stein biting into Hillary. Particularly given new life by the revelations that they screwed Bernie. I mean, Debbie Wasserman Schultz didn't even use the Vaseline. And then she's immediately rewarded. That's how brazen the Clintons are. I think Sanders put up a valiant race. There, I would have hit Hillary on some slightly different issues than he did.
Sure. So obviously we reach out. I mean, Trump continues to reach out and say, look, you got frauded. You got ripped off. Vote for me.
Yes, there is no question. So I think that the point here is an obvious one. If they'll steal it from Bernie, they'll try to steal it from Trump. And where will the stealing occur? It'll occur in the big city machines where they still have control. I'd watch Chicago because Trump could win Illinois. Trump is neck and neck within Illinois. Even without them turning out every vagrant.
So it's just like Kennedy robbing Nixon again, it's going to go to Illinois.
Yeah, it could. But that state shouldn't even be, given recent history, should not be even on our list as winnable. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Pennsylvania should be out of reach. Trump is doing so well among those blue-collar working-class people, the people who pay their taxes and don't attend riots and aren't protesting and who revere the flag and whose children serve in our military. Those voters who went for Bill Clinton, by the way, in big numbers. Those voters like Trump, and therefore in the western part of the state, perhaps the most democratic part of the state, Trump is doing better than anyone.
I'm gonna totally put you, when we come back, I'm not even talking next segment. I'm going to put you in there the next segment. I want you to lay it all out, Roger Stone. Stay with us. We're also going to take a few phone calls in the final segment, 877-789-ALEX. Phone's now open. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Without even trying to, every day in the news, I see themes that emerge that aren't from the talking points of the social engineers, but are from the people. And I'm watching the calls just pour in for the next segment. And almost every one of them talks about martial law, a civil emergency, race war being launched to try to cancel or scuttle the election. What other false flags might Hillary pull? How do you steal an election? There's more than one way to skin a cat. Roger Stone's our guest. Get the new shirt that his team designed. We are printing and are distributor of at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 20% off on all the apparel right now, 40% off on nutraceuticals, horrible foods. This mega sale ends tonight. It helps fund our operation. But these are amazing products everybody needs. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements and nutraceuticals. Or call toll-free. We can answer all your questions and take your call 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. whether it's Brain Force 40% off or Colloidal Silver, Super Male Vitality, we've got it all. Game-changing products, the best vitamin B12 out there, Secret 12, Joint Formula, Bone Formula, Anthroplex, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Fruit Punch, great way to get your kids to take their multivitamin. DNA Force is the flagship product, Liver Cleanse, Living Defense, Parasite Cleanse, 888-253-3139 to call and order or ask any questions, 888-253-3139. The number to call in, not that we really need more calls, we're going to those in the next segment, is 877-789-ALEX. Okay, Stone, we got 9 minutes left in the segment. You've got the floor. How do they steal an election? How do we block it? What do we do? And other things that are key.
Well, Alex, I got to tell you that you know, I've been working some long hours, and I did go out for a little celebration when Trump pulled ahead in the national polls, but I did some of your liver cleanse the next morning, and it got me back on track. Right now, to be honest with you, without Soul Brother number one, James Brown, opening the segment and popping two Brain Force, I wouldn't be able to do this at all.
I know. I got to say, you send me text messages at 2 a.m., we talk at 3 a.m., at 7 a.m. I'm getting messages. You are literally pouring out your essence in this. You were telling me privately, I don't know if I can say this, but you said you've never put this much energy into a campaign. This is history.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. And, I'm waking up in the middle of the night and making notes of things that I just thought of. So I think Trump is doing great. You're absolutely right. You see, the whole criticism of this Muslim father that they put up at the convention is he has pointed out a truth that Islam is a culture that does not respect, indeed abuses, women. So they've all said, oh, how can he say that? But it's true. Unfortunately, the mother probably wasn't allowed to speak because it's not allowed in their culture. I feel very badly about these people's son. I honor anybody who served his country, but they should realize that their son died because of radical, hateful, murderous Islamic.
Yeah, and look, you're at the so-called liberals claiming they're empowering women. I said I would interrupt. But you're bringing her up there wearing a frickin' headdress. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and now what you see is kind of an interesting juxtaposition. You see, it used to be that Republicans were the anti-communist foreign policy hardliners. What was the charge against Hillary, against Barry Goldwater? That he would get us into a war with the Russians. Trump is now being attacked for being close to the Russians, which is ironic in view of Hillary and Bill selling their souls in U.S. foreign policy decisions like control of uranium to the very oligarchs who are friendly with Putin. Who's close to Putin? They're close to Putin. Donald Trump's never met Putin.
That's what's crazy.
But like Nixon, maybe Trump is the peacemaker that Putin wants to deal with. Maybe these guys can reach peace. It's obvious to me Putin knows her well. He's read her emails. He knows she's a lying crook and he can't trust her in any deal that he tries to make. Let's recognize the pressures he's got. He's got a right wing, too. They want war. He'd like to have prosperity for his country. Now, he plays a tough hand in foreign policy, and I don't love this.
Well, that's what Putin keeps saying. He says that Obama and Hillary break every deal they make.
Well, he's out there fighting ISIS. We ought to be fighting ISIS more effectively at this point, having ISIS having been created by George W. Bush's policies and armed by Hillary Clinton, now we have to deal with them. So it is this whole argument that Trump is too close to Putin. This is reverse McCarthyism. I see what Putin sees. He's taking the measure of both candidates.
Well, sure. Hillary wants to make money on both sides of a war. Trump wants prosperity. The Russians would rather de-escalate this military buildup.
Look, I think the easiest way to go to the most important thing I know you want to talk about, and I agree with you. I had a terrific interview the other day with Milo.
Breitbart on election fraud. It's excellent.
Yeah, no, I think you were the first person to pinpoint this. The Clintons are capable of stealing this, and therefore I think Trump needs to definitively say if there's any evidence whatsoever of voter fraud, if an analysis shows the swing between my private polls and the final outcome points out fraud, be clear. I will challenge your being sworn in. I will have my people march on Washington. We will block your inauguration. You're in court. We will seek to, certainly. I think he needs to be very clear.
We're not rolling over.
Unlike Nixon, who sadly chose not to challenge the outcome of the 1960 elections, largely because, unlike today, there was no paper trail. There's no way to do a recount in Texas. Lyndon Johnson had all the ballots burned within hours of the election. You couldn't recount Dallas County. The 95 Nixon Lodge votes they threw out that would have given Texas to the Republicans, those ballots were burned.
So what do you make of this delusion where they're saying they're going to try to get Cruz people to vote for nobody or somebody else or a third party to throw it to Hillary in Texas?
All seven Cruz people? I hope Rick Perry challenges Cruz. I would go out and raise money for Rick Perry if he would challenge Cruz. Rick Perry would be a...
No, I agree. Rick Perry is way better. At least he's a real Texan.
He's a real conservative, too, when it comes to economics. I don't agree with Rick Perry.
No, he did do some... I agree. I hear you. I would support Rick Perry over Cruz.
Not even close. And hopefully Donald Trump will encourage him in that endeavor. So I don't know what Cruz people you're talking about. Red-blooded American Texans.
Well, I'm talking about the Star Telegram and others are pushing this after non-endorsement, will Texans stand by U.S. Senator Ted Cruz?
No. First of all, there aren't that many of them. He's hurt his standing in Texas very badly by being a duplicitous.
Oh, I agree. It just shows how desperate they are. And
Texans don't like liars. This guy gave his word. He signed a public pledge. So there's no dispute. It's all about Ted. He can kiss his U.S. Senate seat goodbye, if you ask me.
I think there's a landslide for Trump. I know you don't want to be too optimistic, man. Every liberal I talk to all over the country, they go, yeah, I'm going to go third party or Trump. They're just scared to say it.
I must tell you, Alex, I think you have to not underestimate the Clintons' organizational ability to turn out every vagrant, every homeless person, every illegal. And they're even in court in California and other places, they're in New York, they now want to vote illegals.
No.
They don't pay taxes.
So that's what Trump says. The Democrats are trying to legalize illegals to vote. I mean, it's fraud right there.
Yes. So Trump won't stand for any of that. You could have a constitutional crisis.
That's what's beautiful, is that he's got the huevos. He challenged Cruz and the Republicans trying to steal it. They rolled over. I mean, do they understand that Trump is going to stand against them?
I don't think they've yet figured out that they're not going to be able to bury Goldwater Rising. Their whole attitude is that, particularly as things get worse for them, that they don't want to refute Trump on any of the issues, trade, immigration, jobs. They're just going to try to destroy him. In other words, they'll never respond.
Sure. What about the debates? I mean, they know he'll kill her, so now they're trying to hide him politically. They're trying to hide it now under NFL games.
Yeah, I don't think that is going to work very well. The Stephanopoulos is that Chuck Todd's want to nitpick Trump on whether he got a letter from the NFL. Pointless. They did this exact same thing to Bernie. Have we forgotten that they scheduled the early Democratic debates during games so that nobody would watch
them? If Bernie supporters don't vote for Trump, they are... how could they all not, just for the integrity of our elections?
Well, first of all, I don't think they will. Some will. Obviously, Bernie's hard left votes were the true...
Then that puts him way over the top. I mean, they were the majority of the voters for Hillary.
But Trump only needs about a third of Bernie's voters to win.
I'm telling you, it all hinges on Bernie, like you were saying a year ago. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, the T-shirt, Clinton, with the word rape under it. Get it out there. This is such a time to be alive. InfoWarsStore.com, 20% off on all apparel, 40% off on nutraceuticals. It ends tonight at midnight. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You can love him, you can hate him, but Jesse Ventura is known as one of the consummate political mavericks. They say he basically wrote the book that Arnold used to get elected as governor. And then, of course, now so many other politicians have modeled insurrection campaigns off of Jesse Ventura. He, of course, was an insurrectionist mayor, and then, of course, a governor. He also was a top entertainment wrestler and movie star and best-selling author. And he joins us here. He's also a friend of mine. I was part of two seasons of his investigative report, Conspiracy Theory. And now we have Newt Gingrich coming out saying Donald Trump isn't part of the elite secret societies with a straight face. That's why they're after him. Well, Jesse Ventura has known him for multiple decades. They're friends, play golf, eat dinner, hang out. He said, you know, 6 months ago when I was looking into Donald Trump, he said, no, he's for real. It's exactly what you see. It is an incredible spectacle. But here's the bigger question. Will Jesse Ventura throw his hat in the ring and run? He has basically said, and we'll have him go into it in more detail, that if it's an establishment candidate like Hillary or Rubio, that it looks like a green line. How would that happen? Libertarian Party? Because I like somebody like McAfee, but you know, the more serious candidate would be his Libertarian nomination, because they're in all 50 states on the ballot. You got to have that ballot access. Would be Jesse Ventura.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here. Yeah. First of all, let me state this. With all the current candidates that you have out there and
that have been out there within the last 4 to 5 months. I know a lot of them have dropped out. I have one thing that none of them candidates have. I have one thing that Trump's money can't buy. I have one thing that none of these candidates have. You know what that is, Alex?
Tell me.
I have an honorable discharge from the United States Navy, where I served from September the 11th, 1969, until September the 10th, 1975. 6 years, 4 on active duty, 2 years in the reserves. Every Republican candidate right now has stated that they would commit a war crime, that if the situation arose, they would okay torture.
They try to one-up each other on what they do.
Well, and the point is, that is a war crime, Alex. If I did that as a member of the military and I took an oath, I would not receive an honorable discharge committing a war crime.
I agree.
How can the alleged leader of the military openly admit that he would commit, that he or she would commit war crimes? Are you kidding me?
I'm glad you raised this, because that's my biggest issue with Trump is he tells the truth about 9/11 and Saudi Arabia and does great things, but then he flips over and says, you know, we'll go after the wives of terrorists. It's just
we haven't had a veteran in the White House for a long, long time.
Well, sir. You can love him, you can hate him, but Jesse Ventura is known as one of the consummate political mavericks. They say he basically wrote the book that Arnold used to get elected as governor. And then, of course, now so many other politicians have modeled insurrection campaigns off of Jesse Ventura. He, of course. Yeah, I lost audio. That's why you couldn't hear me. Roger, can you hear me? All right, we'll go to another call here. Frank in New York. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
God bless you, Alex, and Roger Stone. You guys are true patriots.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Is Mr. Stone there? Is there audio there?
I believe, do we have Stone's audio back, guys? We're trying to fix it, but go ahead and make your point. We're running out of time here. Go ahead.
Sure. Okay, I have a question real quick. Let's say if Mr. Trump is ahead by 10 or 15 points by October, do you think that they will enact Presidential Directive 51 in suspending elections? Do you think that's a possibility?
I think they could activate the whole communist movement, the Black Lives Matter. Who would ever think the president, when the cops get shot, would say, the police?
That's
why George Washington wanted political parties banned.
Exactly.
But the thing is, here's what I think is going to happen, Alex. I think Sanders will lose, and then he will endorse Hillary, and Hillary may take him as the VP. And that way it'll attempt to bring the Sanders people in line with the Clinton people. And if that happens, they certainly will defeat the Republican.
Yeah, because if they don't bring Sanders in, a lot of these people are going to go Trump. They've said that. The polls show that.
Where would the Sanders people prefer to go, and where would the Trump people prefer to go if they don't make it? To a Jesse Ventura?
To a libertarian.
Truly a centrist? I'm in the middle. I don't need to go to the far left. I don't need to go to the far right. That's how I won Minnesota. The Republican Norm Coleman had to appease the far right. Skip Humphrey had to appease the far left. I had the center, which wins it. They couldn't get back in the middle.
I agree. Now, let me inject this question. I read in the newspaper report that I covered yesterday that you, to paraphrase, you said, look, if it's not Sanders or it's not Trump, if it's not an anti-establishment candidate, I'm going to run probably as a libertarian, and then you got 30 days to do it. Specifically, you're saying what, and I mean, are you leaning 64, 40 against?
It's 50-50 right now. I want to see who wins these final March things, so we're pretty sure then who the two candidates are going to be, but you never know. I mean, they could go to that convention and they could take it right away from Donald if they want to.
I was about to say, would you run against Donald Trump?
Sure. If I choose to run and he's the Republican candidate, I run against Republicans and Democrats regardless of who
they
are.
No, I understand, but surely the Trump thing is an anti-establishment run.
That's true, but maybe a lot.
I've got a point about closeted Trump supporters. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Roger. Yeah, first of all, I'm looking forward. I got a free book from you for ordering from the big sale you had from Roger Stone, the Clinton's War on Women, and I'm looking forward to reading the details on the why Webster Hubbell's the real father of Chelsea.
Boy, that's her dad. She looks just like him.
No, there's no question about it. So I tweeted the other night, Webster Hubbell's daughter, Chelsea Clinton, knocks it out of the park at Democratic convention. Ivanka Trump, she is not. So it is, it's a minor point. But all it shows you is how dysfunctional and completely wanton the Clintons are.
It's all fake. It's all a fraud. So
right, the whole marriage.
Hillary is the right beard for Clinton. But, Chris, what's your point about closeted Trump supporters?
Well, hey, I was at a South Bend Cubs game the other day. It's a minor league for a Cubs affiliate here in South Bend, Indiana. And I was walking around with a Trump shirt. I went to another one with a Hillary for prison shirt. I was getting high fives and stuff from people. I actually sat down. And by the way, my parents, who are Trump supporters too, didn't even want to be seen with me with the Hillary for prison shirt. It's that shameful for them.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, I went and sat down. And about three rows up from me, there was a family and a trendy liberal girl that's probably like 20 years old looks back and she's like, oh, I like your shirt. And I like spread it out and she's like, because she didn't see for prison. She's like, oh, never mind. I don't like your shirt. But then her parents like wave back and put their hands over their mouth and they're like, oh, we agree with your shirt. Don't mind her.
I hear you. We're out of time. Sorry, the other callers, Brian, Mark, Richard, and others. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Roger Stone, thank you so much for all you're doing. It's just so great to know you. You're such a smart guy, funny guy. We love you. Keep up the good work, and thank you for all your analysis here on air.
Alex, victory or death?
Patrick Henry, victory or death? Absolutely, or Colonel Travis.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.